It is a special week in terms of the life of our church because it is the relaunch of small groups. These are such a precious, precious way of being family to one another. They help us to get to know each other on a deeper level and really belong together. There is a brilliant range of groups for growing to know Jesus better and just for sharing life in different activities together. I'm just going to welcome up Beryl, who has been part of some of these groups and is just going to share her experience of them. Thank you, Beryl. So I'm just going to ask Beryl a few questions. How long have you been part of Vineyard, Beryl?
12 years.
And in that time, I'm sure you've belonged to quite a few small groups, but which groups did you go to last term?
I went to Julian and Liz's growth group, which is, say something about it, which is just like a fairly, I suppose, what you think of a traditional group will do. We pray and we sing and we sometimes look at the Bible and we pray and we eat cake. And we just chat together and we really get to know each other well.
Okay, brilliant. Any of the other groups?
Yeah, I go to the morning sanctuary when I can drag myself out of bed for 7:30. And it's a really, really nice time. I absolutely love going there. So in spite of having done a different sanctuary group on Wednesday evening, I do try to get myself there on Thursday morning. Because, not because I have to, I just love it so much. Just that time of quiet. And yeah, we do a prayer room prayer because we want to pray for the new building that we're having and all that God wants to do there. So I think it's really important to pray. And there's a few of us there and we really, really enjoy it. And Healing on the Streets, we have a prayer meeting for that on a Wednesday once a month. So we go to that to get ready for going out on the streets and meeting people. I know that sounds a lot of groups, and I do that because I've got the time. I'm retired. I know most people couldn't possibly do all of that, but I just love it, and so that's why I go.
Brilliant. And there's activity groups, there's growth groups. You can get involved in both, and it just is a really good way of becoming part of the life here. So, Beryl, you've probably said a little bit to answer this one already, but perhaps you could just add one more thing. What do you particularly enjoy about... You could maybe choose one of them, or generally?
I think generally, for me, I've been a Christian since 1985 or somewhere in the distant past, especially for you youngsters, that's like millions of years ago. But I've always gone to a house group because I just find you get that chance to get to know people and they can pray for you and support you. And even sometimes I've gone to groups where I haven't felt that very much, but actually it's our duty, is that the right word, to encourage and pray for other people. So sometimes that's been my focus, although I haven't really enjoyed it so much. I've gone to support other people.
Okay, brilliant. And how particularly has being part of a group helped you grow as a follower of Jesus?
How? I think it just happens, really, when you immerse your life in with a lot of other people and you make yourself vulnerable. You know, it's not always easy to tell people what's going on, but unless you do, then nobody's going to know, nobody's going to be able to pray for you, nobody's going to be able to support you. And when you allow people to do that, then you actually grow.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant answer, isn't it? It's that opportunity to connect with each other by being vulnerable with each other. What would you say to anyone who is unsure about getting along to a group this term?
I would say just go. Whatever's holding you back, just go. Because, it's like anything else. If it's not your habit to go out to a sort of church orientated thing in the evening, it probably does take some effort, but just take the bull by the horns and go. Because you don't have to stay. This isn't the sort of church or place where if you join a group, you've got to stay there for the whole term. If you don't like it, just don't go anymore. And try something else. It's as simple as that. Nobody's going to say, well, where are you? Well, not in my experience, anyway.
Yeah, and that's right. There's loads of variety, and it really gives you the opportunity to find out a place that works for you and where you feel like you belong. So just hold on there a minute, Beryl, because I'm going to ask you one more question. But just to say, if this is the brochure, if you want to pick it up at the back, and then you can fill in one of these cards, and there's a little postbox you can put it in, or you can sign up online, or you can ring the office to sign up. So do start that now. Just before Beryl goes, though, we have really enjoyed hearing from people about how they've been impacted by our theme of prayer. And I want to make the most of having Beryl up here, just to ask her about how she was impacted by the month we've just had of prayer and fasting.
How was I impacted? I realise I'm absolutely rubbish at keeping to something like this. Very good, bad at fasting, but what I did find was the book that we used, what was it called?
Waiting on God?
Waiting on God. And I just went through, because it was only a page or so each day, I just went through that slowly each day. And I don't know, something of this business of just waiting and not always having to have an agenda, not always having to say something, and trying not to get distracted, which is a big thing for me. I just found it great. And I just came away at the end of the month, felt that I was a lot more secure in my place with God.
Brilliant. Oh, thank you, Beryl. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Should we just give Beryl a clap? Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant.